This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere. Beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And he's brought a friend today. I'm very excited to learn more about the Princess organization. Joe is here representing Princess, and he is going to tell us a little bit about his organization. And then also, are we going to talk Alaska, one of my favorite
places? We're
going
to talk Alaska, yeah.
Love it.
Snowy outside, and we're going to talk about Alaska. So
well,
perfect
I think
mix.
It is a perfect mix. So how have you been?
I've been doing well.
Good.
I've been doing well. I kind of officially declared winter over, but nobody's listening
no,
to me.
No, nobody so is listening.
It is what it is.
Is your phone ringing off the hook, though?
It is. It is. And interestingly, I just talked to some folks today about a trip to Alaska for this summer. So people are still planning Alaska trips for this year and definitely already planning them for 2024 as well.
So that's kind of nice to know, Ted, that you actually could still sneak us in somewhere. It might not be our first choice of things because I know how fast things
yeah, we are not spoiled for choice at this point
okay.
in the year. So I think, you know, for people who are thinking about Alaska or have had it on their bucket list, you know, you probably want to plan it, start planning it a year to 18 months in advance. There's a limit to the number of staterooms that are available, limit to the number of seats on the helicopters if you want to go for a helicopter ride. There are only so many bears. So if you want to see a bear, there's only one per. No, there is a limit on that too. So definitely worth planning ahead.
Well, I love it. So I really want to get to know you, Joe. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I represent Princess in this area as a salesperson, and I call on Ted, work with Ted. We've worked together for quite a few years now promoting the Princess product, and in Alaska in particular. And
what is the Princess product?
Well, the Princess product is we offer cruises worldwide. And we are considered a worldwide, and this is an industry definition, a worldwide destination cruise line, which in lay terms, what it really means is we spend as much of our resources promoting the destination and delivering the destination as we do on board the ship. So we're all about the destination, and Alaska is considered a destination cruise vacation. And a destination cruise, really, Mo, is anything other than the Caribbean and the Mexican Riviera. So whether it be Europe, Alaska, Australia, New Zealand, South America, Hawaii, Tahiti.
Japan,
Canada, New England. We really cruise the world. In fact, we have world cruises as well.
Oh, how fun. Well, so, I know that this guy sitting next to you is a big proponent of cruises. I would assume you are as well. Tell us why you love cruises so much.
Clearly I am, without question.
Occupational hazard.
Right. You know, it offers so much. It offers the ability to relax and enjoy and to learn and to connect with people and the cultures and the destinations. And, you know, we're kind of focusing today on Alaska, and Alaska, we deliver all of that on our Alaska vacations. We've been cruising Alaska since 1969. So
wow.
This coming year, this coming season, 2023, will be, I think if my math is right, the 54th year we've been cruising the Alaskan waters. And we've been cruising the world most of that time as well. But for sure, we have this rich history with the state of Alaska.
It's a very practical benefit as well, because Princess was one of the first companies to go to Alaska. And so they got there first. And so they have gobbled up some of the best places to dock your ships. They've built, 5 lodges across Alaska. So after you finish the cruise or before you go on the cruise, you can extend your vacation and see Alaska by land. And they have five different, you know, really kind of resorts in Alaska that are located near Denali National Park and other main attractions. And they have private rail cars that operate on the Alaska Railroad. So if you're a fan of whatever that reality show of the Alaska Railroad is, well, they've got some deluxe cars that operate behind it. And really, they've put together, I would say, a very, very seamless, stress-free, engaging, and immersive experience in Alaska. So it's a really great product for the destination.
It sounds like you work for Princess. But we do offer not only the cruise vacation, like Ted said, and what he's referring to is what we call a cruise tour, which means you cruise for 7 days, typically, from Vancouver to Anchorage, and then tour on land anywhere from 3 to 7 or 8 more days. So we really deliver the entire state. And you really can't see all that Alaska has to offer without doing that cruise part of the vacation as well.
Yeah, it's interesting because I will have people come to me and, you know, they've had Alaska on their bucket list of places to go. And they oftentimes they've never cruised before. And maybe they don't even like the idea of going on a cruise. And so they'll say, well, you know, hey, I'd like to go to Alaska and I'd like to see this and I'd like to see this. And then I have to explain that, you know, like Juneau, the capital of Alaska, there are no roads to Juneau. The only way is to get there is on a plane or on a boat or a ship. And then the only way to get to the next city up the passage is by ship as well. And so it really does introduce a lot of people to cruising for the first time. But it is really, I think, probably the best. If you've never been on a cruise before, it's the best place to take your first cruise. And if you have been on a cruise before, like maybe to the Caribbean or one of those warmer weather destinations, it'll open up a whole different perspective on cruising
for you. It's interesting to say that roughly half of our Alaska customers are first-time cruisers.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
So by all means, if you haven't cruised before and you want to go see Alaska, it's a great opportunity for your first cruise.
One of the nice things is you don't have to pack and unpack. So you can go to bed and get up the next morning and you look out the window and it's like, oh, there's a glacier there. Wow, that's pretty neat. So very seamless way to travel.
And Ted mentioned that we also own the lodges. We actually purpose-built the lodges, five different lodges, in the interior, as we call it, of Alaska. One in the Kenai Peninsula, southwest of Anchorage. One at the entrance to Denali Park, called the Denali Princess Wilderness Lodge. One about 45 miles away from there, called the Mount McKinley Lodge. And then one 8 hours east of Denali, called Copper River.
So, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
And then one right in Fairbanks itself. So we offer, along with the rail travel, the lodges, your Princess customer your entire trip.
So, Ted, putting something like this together, obviously once you're on it, it can be seamless, but to try to do this yourself would be tough. And so that's why you really recommend working with a travel expert like you.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple reasons, but one is certainly that Alaska, even as Joe mentioned, these sort of five different lodges, the number of permutations of cruises and tours you can take is in the probably dozens and dozens, probably 40 or 50 different options with Princess Cruises based on length and different places to go. And people have very, very different interests. You know, one of the stories that we should definitely tell is about fishing in Alaska, but some people really love to fish and some people don't really love to fish. And so, you know, we want to tease that out and help connect them with the right option on this really, really extensive menu.
And that's, I think, what you have said to me over the course of our show is that that's a big piece of what you do is you listen to people and almost interview people about what their likes and dislikes are. And maybe you flesh out things that they didn't even know they were hoping to do or not hoping to do.
No, I think a lot of people have this idea of Alaska and it's the idea of the glaciers and maybe the wildlife and seeing that for the first time, but not really having much of an understanding of kind of all the different options that are out there. And there really, really are.
Well, just the size of the state. I mean, we have no idea, do we, until we're there about, you mentioned where these different resort areas are. They're hours and hours apart. And so how nice that you can have a seamless trip, one-stop shopping.
You are reading my mind. Alaska is one-fifth the size of the rest of the United States. If you look on the map and look at Anchorage and then look at Denali, it doesn't look all that far, but it's 8 hours away.
Yeah, it's as far as Chicago.
Long ways. Yes, it's a long drive. When you're viewing Marjorie Glacier deep into Glacier Bay National Park, which is the crown jewel of Glacier Bay National Park itself, Marjorie Glacier, she's a mile wide at the water. A tidewater glacier, which again in lay terms just simply means that when the ice calves, breaks off and falls, it's falling into the water.
And that's one of the things I was going to say is really hard. You know, when I talk to people about Alaska or I'll do presentations about Alaska, I'll show them a picture of the glacier. And even if you put it on a big, big PowerPoint screen and you put the cruise ship in front of it, you still can't even imagine the scale of it and how it just, it's so majestic. You know, I think I've said before, it's kind of like the spiritual beauty that just hits you as you know, as almost every turn you make on the trip. It's just more beautiful and more beautiful, but it's so big. It's just huge.
So the number one reason most of us say we want to go to Alaska is to see glaciers. And if you go on a cruise tour with Princess, we always offer two glacier viewing opportunities from the ship. One is Glacier Bay National Park, and the other one is going northbound. We visit College Fjord. A long, narrow fjord where you may have three or four glaciers within your view at one time, within your eyesight. Mm. Coming south, instead of College Fjord, we visit an area called Hubbard Glacier. And I said Marjorie Glacier is a mile wide.
Yeah, is Hubbard Glacier like five?
Six miles wide.
Wow,
at
it's
the
huge.
Water.
Yeah.
And an interesting statistic is that the ice that's calving in Glacier Bay or at Hubbard Glacier, if it's ice that began at the beginning of the glacier, which is 76 miles inland,
what?
It takes 400 years for that ice to reach the water.
It's pretty impressive.
Now, of course, not all of the ice calving is ice that was formed at the beginning, but if it is, so.
Yeah. Well, we should tell our fish story because I think a lot of people love to fish, and that's a reason why they can, you know, want to go to Alaska. So Princess has a really unique offering for sure in the port of Ketchikan, but in some of the other ports as well. Can you tell us about the cook your own catch?
Well, we program? Have, of course, shore excursions from the ports of call, Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, primarily, other ports as well. And in Juneau, in particular, we have a salmon fishing shore excursion, and it's advertised as one that's referred to as cook my catch. And what that means is simply that if you catch fish, you can have it prepared for you on board the ship that evening. And I did that. And it's one of those things that you can't write a better story than to catch your own fish right in Alaska, have it prepared that evening, have the dining room staff bring it out to you on a 4-foot oval platter, and everybody else in the dining room is wondering where that was on the menu. So I experienced that personally myself. No matter who you ask that were cruising with me and dining with me that night, that's the number one thing they mention when you ask them about their favorite memory of their trip.
Every time you tell that story, the platter gets bigger.
Yeah,
it was originally a foot. No. But you think of the memories that you can create on a trip like this. And Alaska is definitely a destination that is very popular with kind of the multi-generational family.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my first trip to Alaska. It was with my parents, my siblings, my nieces and nephews. So we were aged, you know, 72 down to age 8. And it's perfect for that because there's enough to do. There's interesting things to see. And on board the ship, you know, Princess has programs for all ages. And I know my nieces were absolutely, they were thrilled by two things. We didn't go fishing, but they were thrilled by the atrium the first time they saw the atrium. And then they were thrilled by the puppies that came
on
board the ship.
What?
That's right. You're kind of a dog lover.
I am a dog lover.
Oh, so we have, again, we deliver the destination on board the ship. Remember I said that?
Yes.
On most sailings, when we port in Skagway, we have a real-life dog musher that boards the ship, spends time in the atrium visiting with people and conducting a short presentation on sled dog racing, and brings his own puppies on board the ship, too. You can touch them, feel them, hold them, pet them, have a photo taken with them, but you can't take them.
You could probably buy a stuffed animal in the gift shop, right?
But nonetheless, again, yeah. It's part of our onboard enrichment program.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on a Princess Alaska vacation, anytime you see advertised an activity that's called North to Alaska, it means it's part of our enrichment program.
And you've told me about this before, Ted, so it's kind of an educational piece of what you're going to do the next day or something? Or?
Yeah, you know, I always think that part of a great trip is learning. a little bit about it. And so, you know, it could be, for example, when you go into Glacier Bay National Park, they actually bring park rangers on board who they'll go out on the deck with you and just kind of walk around and talk about what they see and point things out. And then they do a presentation about Glacier Bay National Park, which is one of the most fascinating stories. I've decided that's my favorite Alaska story, how Glacier Bay came to be. And I won't spoil the story. I'll let you discover that on an Alaskan cruise. And then they also brought on board, it was really interesting, a native interpreter who talked about the native perspective on Glacier Bay National Park and what it was like when they lived kind of in the shadow of this big glacier. So you really get a chance to learn, if you want to, when you're in Alaska, both on the ship and on shore during the excursions.
So, Joe, what does the Princess ship look like that you're talking about?
Sure. In Alaska, we have a range of ships and size of ships, ranging from 2,000 passengers to roughly 3,800 passengers, neither of which or none of them will really affect your vacation one way or the other. As far as the size goes, we can access the same ports of call with any of the ships, that sort of thing. There'll be great dining throughout the ship, great entertainment, ranging from our enrichment classes that Ted was just mentioning to Broadway shows in the evening. Great experience.
Yeah, it has, you know, they have swimming pools, hot tubs, kids clubs for, you know, I think pretty much every age from about 2 up to 18, so clubs for teenagers as well. And, you know, if you like some of those things about cruise ships, the entertainment and the shows and the different dining options, they have that. And if that's not really your thing, you've got acres and acres of deck space where you can just kind of sit outside and look at the, watch the world unfold.
I mentioned earlier we're considered a destination cruise line, and in part that means our ships are built that way too, with plenty of public deck areas. So when we're visiting Glacier Bay National Park, and Marjorie Glacier in particular, there's plenty of deck space. Mm.
Or balconies. You know, balconies on your stateroom can be a nice private way to view it and, you know, enjoy a glass of wine or a cup of coffee or whatever you like as you just kind of sit there in your pajamas and look at the glaciers. Or both. You can do both.
I love it. So if people want to learn more, how can they do that, please?
Yeah, so the best way to learn more is to get in touch with me. And the easiest way to do that is to give me a call at 651-964-8245. Or you can visit my website, which is tedblanktravel.com. And when you're there, you can also sign up for my bi-weekly e-newsletter as well. And I bet we'll have some Alaska stories coming up over the course of the year as well.
I love it. Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Joe?
You know, I would just say that there's space available yet this year if you're interested. And our 2024 product is available as
absolutely.
Well. So by all means, touch base with Ted and
And what is the season?
Trip.
Starts in May and goes through the end of September.
Okay, great, great. This was so informative and so fun. Joe, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
So fun. Thank you, as always, Ted, for
Thank
coming
you.
In. The Travel Show is heard on KDWA, and we want to thank our host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And if you want more information, please do give him a call or visit his website. And you are listening to another edition of The Travel Show on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This Travel Show has been brought to you by Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her.